Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking, how to describe a piece of advice that helped you. As an IELTS examiner and experienced English teacher, I've seen countless students struggle with the speaking section, particularly when asked to describe a piece of advice that helped them. This topic is not only common in IELTS speaking tests, but also highly relevant to real-life situations. In this comprehensive guide, we'll explore how to ace this question and boost your overall speaking performance. Understanding the IELTS speaking test structure. Before we dive into the specific topic, let's briefly review the structure of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview, 4 to 5 minutes. Part 2, Individual Long Turn, 3 to 4 minutes. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion, 4 to 5 minutes. Our focus will be on Part 2, where you might be asked to describe a piece of advice that helped you, but we'll also cover related questions in Parts 1 and 3. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about advice and help. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Question, do you often ask for advice? Band 6-7, answer. Yes, I do ask for advice from time to time. I find it helpful to get other people's opinions, especially when I'm facing a difficult decision. Band 8-9, answer. Absolutely. I'm a firm believer in the power of collective wisdom. I frequently seek advice from friends, family, and mentors, particularly when I'm confronted with complex situations or life-changing decisions. Their diverse perspectives often shed light on aspects I might have overlooked. Part 2, Long Turn. In this section, you'll be given a cue card with a topic and some bullet points. Here's an example related to our main topic. Describe a piece of advice you received that helped you. You should say, who gave you the advice? What the advice was? When you received this advice? How this advice helped you? Sample answer, Band 8-9. I'd like to share a piece of advice that profoundly impacted my life. It was given to me by my high school physics teacher, Mr. Johnson, during my final year of secondary education. The advice was simple yet powerful. Don't be afraid to fail. Be afraid not to try. Mr. Johnson shared this wisdom with me after I expressed my hesitation about applying to a prestigious university, fearing I might not be accepted. I received this advice during a pivotal moment in my academic journey, just as I was about to submit my university applications. The timing couldn't have been more perfect, as it gave me the courage to aim higher than I initially thought possible. This advice helped me in numerous ways. Firstly, it instilled in me a sense of fearlessness when facing challenges. I realized that the regret of not trying would be far worse than any potential failure. Secondly, it broadened my horizons and encouraged me to step out of my comfort zone. I ended up applying to that prestigious university and, to my surprise, was accepted. Moreover, this advice has become a guiding principle in my life beyond academics. Whether it's pursuing a new hobby, applying for a job, or even in personal relationships, I always remind myself to take chances and embrace the possibility of both success and failure. In retrospect, this piece of advice has been instrumental in shaping my approach to life's challenges and opportunities. It has taught me that growth often lies just outside our comfort zone, and that the willingness to try is the first step towards achievement. Examiner's follow-up questions. How do you think the source of advice affects its value? Do you believe that advice from older people is always better? Band 6-7, answer question 1. I think the source of advice is important. Advice from experts or experienced people is usually more valuable because they have more knowledge. Band 8-9, answer question 1. The source of advice can significantly influence its credibility and applicability. Advice from individuals with relevant expertise or firsthand experience often carries more weight. However, I believe it's crucial to evaluate advice critically, regardless of its source. Sometimes, an outsider's perspective can provide fresh insights that an expert might overlook due to their closeness to the subject. Band 6-7 answered too. Not always. Older people have more experience, which is valuable, but younger people can also give good advice, especially about new technologies or trends. Band 8-9 answer. While it's true that older individuals often possess a wealth of life experience, I don't believe their advice is inherently superior in all situations. The rapidly evolving nature of our world means that younger generations may have insights that are more relevant to contemporary challenges. I think the most valuable advice comes from a combination of wisdom and current knowledge, regardless of the advisor's age. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Question: how has the way people seek advice changed with the advent of technology? Band 6 to 7. Answer: technology has made it easier to get advice. People can now use the internet to find answers quickly or ask questions on social media. This is different from the past when we had to rely mostly on friends and family for advice. Band 8, 9 answer. The digital age has revolutionized the way people seek and receive advice. Online forums, social media platforms, and specialized advice websites have democratized access to information and opinions. This shift has both positive and negative implications. On one hand, it's now possible to tap into a global pool of knowledge and diverse perspectives almost instantaneously. This can be particularly beneficial for niche issues or when seeking anonymous advice. On the other hand, this abundance of information can be overwhelming and sometimes unreliable. The challenge now lies in discerning credible advice from misinformation. Moreover, the ease of seeking online advice might be reducing face-to-face interactions and the development of personal relationships that were once central to advice-seeking behaviors. Another interesting development is the rise of AI-powered advice systems, which can provide personalized recommendations based on vast amounts of data. While these systems are becoming increasingly sophisticated, they still lack the nuanced understanding and empathy that human advisors can offer. Overall, technology has expanded our options for seeking advice, but it has also necessitated the development of new skills in evaluating and applying the advice we receive. Question: do you think there's a difference between advice and criticism? How can we distinguish between them? Band 6-7. Answer: yes, there's a difference. Advice is meant to help, while criticism can sometimes be negative. We can tell the difference by how it makes us feel and the intention behind it. Band 8-9. Answer: while advice and criticism can sometimes overlap, there are indeed crucial differences between the two. The primary distinction lies in their intent and delivery. Advice is typically constructive in nature and aims to provide guidance or suggestions for improvement. It's usually given with the recipient's best interests in mind and often comes from a place of support and goodwill. Advice tends to be forward-looking, focusing on future actions or decisions. Criticism, on the other hand, can be more evaluative and often points out flaws or shortcomings. While constructive criticism can be beneficial, criticism can sometimes be perceived as negative or judgmental, especially if not delivered tactfully. Distinguishing between the two requires considering several factors. Tone and language. Advice tends to use more supportive and encouraging language, while criticism might employ more judgmental terms. Focus. Advice usually emphasizes solutions and improvements, while criticism might dwell more on problems or mistakes. Intention. Understanding the motivations of the person providing feedback can help determine whether it's advice or criticism. Actionability. Advice often includes specific, actionable suggestions, whereas criticism might simply point out issues without offering solutions. Emotional response. While this isn't always a reliable indicator, advice typically elicits a more positive emotional response compared to criticism. It's worth noting that skilled communicators can often frame criticism as advice, making it more palatable and constructive. The ability to do this, as well as the capacity to receive both advice and criticism gracefully, are valuable skills in personal and professional settings. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated words and phrases. Profound impact. Fond impact, adjective plus noun. Having a deep and significant effect. Example: the advice had a profound impact on my career choices. Instill, verb, gradually but firmly establish an idea or attitude in a person's mind. Example: my mentor's words instilled a sense of confidence in me. Guiding principle, noun phrase, an idea that influences your behavior or your choice of action. Example: honesty became my guiding principle in all professional interactions. Broaden horizons, broad perspective verb phrase, to expand or widen one's range of experiences, interests, or knowledge. Example, traveling abroad helped broaden my horizons and change my perspective on life. Pivotal moment, pivotment, adjective noun, a critical or decisive time. Example, receiving that advice was a pivotal moment in my personal development. Examiner's advice for high scores, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing advice you've received. Be specific. Provide concrete details about the advice, its source, and its impact. Use a range of vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases naturally throughout your response. Develop your ideas. Don't just state facts, explain your thoughts and feelings about the advice. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking at length without long pauses or repetition. Show reflection. Demonstrate that you've thought deeply about the advice and its implications. Use appropriate tenses. Accurately use past tenses when describing when you received the advice, and present or future tenses when discussing its ongoing impact. Connect your ideas. Use linking words and phrases to make your speech cohesive and easy to follow. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to tackle any question about advice in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, the key is to speak confidently, coherently, and with a rich vocabulary that showcases your English language proficiency. For more tips on acing your IELTS speaking test, check out our guides on describing a person who often gives advice to others and how to describe a time you had to deliver a speech. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.